Good morning. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, November 30th, the last day of the month. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a penny at 670 and a half, March wheat up 4 cents at 785 and a half, and Jan beans up 13 cents at 1472 and a half. The winter ratings on the wheat ratings were up 2 percentage points. 34% good to excellent. Last night they were delayed from Monday. I should have been maybe just a touch bearish, but wheat was basically following the beans higher here. We did have better than expected rains in Argentina. It's now the third rain that's been better than expected. It's certainly helping ease some of the immediate drought concerns with the new crop getting in the ground. We have great weather in Brazil. There's a comment out overnight that La Nina is in a fast decline. If that's true, that's going to bring good weather to South America, December, January, Feb, prime time growing season. And, you know, that to me is very bearish, but the market certainly ignored it here today. China says the Omicron virus is not as bad as the original COVID virus, and they might ease some of the restrictions out there. I don't think they're really going to do much out there. I think the protests continue, but we'll have to see. RVOs should be announced today. We expect it to be a pretty big number. There's talk about blending continuing through the winter months as well. So we'll see where that takes us. We do have crude oil up almost $3 a barrel here. That should be helpful to the grains. The GDP was stronger than expected. And stock market really didn't do much. Bonds didn't do much. But the crude oil rallied significantly along with silver and gold. So we'll see where that plays out. We did sell 136,000 metric tons of beans to China. Came out late here about 8:08 this morning. But, you know, overall with the crude this strong, it's hard to see the beans selling off. But if people look at this weather long range, people have been waiting for some kind of clue that, you know, Brazil and South America crops are made. And if this weather is changing out there, I'd say it goes a long way to ensuring pretty big crops. So again, I still think the pros are going to want to sell. I grant you that the big bean market acts awful strong compared to some of these other markets out here. Looking at the daily chart, if we close over 1490, which is only about 16 cents away, that would be the highest close that we've had since June, which would be pretty impressive this time of year. So we'll see if that holds out here. But, you know, early on, we're going to be supported by the crude oil and the RVOs. And we'll see how much attention they want to pay to the longer-term weather. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.